Hello and welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Todd Trantham and I'm going to be your host for the show today. Today we're going to be talking about our Advanced Ed Accreditation. Now we came on in April and had a podcast that would, I guess, be titled Part 1. And we talked about what Advanced Ed was and that this team was going to be coming to visit us. And this is Part 2, which is really the findings. They came last week and visited with us. Probably by the time you hear this podcast, it's going to be a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they came.
They came in early May.
First week in May, yeah.
And so we're going to share with you what we found out. They came, spent 3 days with us. Well, 4 days, really. They came in on a Sunday, left on a Wednesday.
Yep.
Really spent Monday with the central office and district-level staff and with community members and with board members and asked lots and lots of questions. And then they spent an entire day at our schools.
Mm-hmm.
And then they spent Wednesday morning putting together a report with some things to work on and some things we really did well and presented mm-hmm. that to our board Wednesday afternoon, and they were out the door. If you've ever, for those of us that have been on one of these visits, you know how packed that is to go from Sunday to Wednesday and get all of that done in 4 days. You don't get a lot of sleep in those 4 days.
Now, if you're on a visiting team, you're getting after it.
You have to get after it for 4 days
yeah.
to get all of this done in that mm-hmm. period of time.
Yeah.
So, one of the things I want to talk about is this team spends a lot more time now than they have in the past in classrooms. And so when they visited us this time, we had a lot more conversations that happened with individuals in the system. So talk a little bit about what our visiting team saw when they visited our classrooms.
Well, Mr. Trantham, what they do now is they go in classrooms. They, like you said, they interview people Monday. When they go to the school, they have a brief meeting with the school improvement team, parent, principal, and teachers, and a few other folks. The rest of the time, they're in classrooms. These folks visited 58 classrooms, and they use a tool called the Elliott, and it's an educational observation tool. It's basically looking at the quality of teaching and learning, the engagement of students, the use of technology by students, not necessarily by children. And they rate us in seven areas, and those ratings are actually compared to thousands of schools across the world who are mm-hmm. also accredited by Southern Association and then the parent company's Advanced Ed. So I'm going to run through these quickly. We are well above the international mean in every area. And when I first saw these scores, they shared these with Dr. Garrett and myself right before they presented mm-hmm. to the board, and I literally almost had tears in my eyes. I mean, we're not perfect, but oh my, a lot of people are working really hard. The first one is equitable learning, and, you know, these numbers won't mean much. It was, 3.1, and the international was a lot lower than that. It was, 2.67. Those numbers don't mean a lot, but it just shows that when kids are in our classrooms, lots of people have an opportunity to answer questions. If there's students who aren't engaged, students are doing things to prompt them or put them in groups, and they're really working to teach everyone in the room. The second area is high expectations, and this is, the teacher staying with students during questions, not just passing over them, making sure that that students learn and that we're really teaching the standards. The third area is supportive of learning, and that's things like doing things in the classroom like pushing in Title I,
mm-hmm.
using high-quality technology resources that are very valid and tried and true, and pulling those into high school science classes. So you're supported learning more than just the teacher being in the room. The fourth area was active learning. And that is the students being engaged. They're not sitting there just working on a work packet, doing multiple choice, answering yes or no questions, memorizing facts, and not understanding the facts. And again, this score, I'm not reading off all these scores to you, but this score goes, about 2.5 tenths above the mean, and it's a very small scale of 1 to 4,
mm-hmm.
so very significant. Fifth area was progress monitoring, and that is what is the teacher doing in the classroom on a regular basis to understand what each student knows, how the student is questioned, how the student gives feedback, how the teacher gives feedback to the student so that the teacher can adjust instruction and try to help each student where he or she is and bring them forward. And that's a pretty significant score. Well-managed learning, you know, unfortunately we have disciplinary acts that get published, but we had a super high rating on how well learning was managed inside the classroom and how there was a plan, and the plan addressed teaching standards, and people were on task and had things to do. And then the last area was digital learning. No one in the world does this really well, because it's usually the adult using the technology. Mm-hmm. But our score was a couple tenths higher than the rest of the world because we're engaging students and using technology more. And so we were really pleased with the classroom observation part of the report.
And one of the things that we didn't talk about as we began was just how, even though we don't get to pick this team, this was a very well-respected team. When you go down there and look at the credentials of the members of this visiting team, this was not just this was a bunch of educational leaders that had lots of experience in the classroom.
From across the United States, Indiana, Florida, South Carolina, and certainly some from North Carolina.
And so that was one of the things that impressed me with was just the level of expertise that came in on this team. When a group that well respected has that many good things to say about you, it really does make you feel good about where you're at and what you're trying to accomplish. So talk to us a little bit about our overall results and how we did.
Well, our overall results really come from three big areas, and we had and again these numbers don't mean much in isolation. We had a 291. The international number is 278, so markedly above that. Mm-hmm. We did super well in utilizing resources, even though our resources are dwindling. Had a 308 there as opposed to a 286, much smaller. And then our impact of teaching and learning was like 30 points higher than everyone else, mm-hmm. which means our students are learning really, really well. The one area that we would have liked to have done better, and I'll talk about this under the next question, is leadership capacity. And they just felt like that we were working on some things that we told them about before they came, and they just felt like as good as we are, we should have already had some of this stuff done.
And so that leads me to the last question I want to spend some time with, and that is, what are those things that they listed in the final report or we plan to see in the final report? What are those things we did well, and what are those things that they really said, we'd like to see you work on this?
Well, we thought they would ask us to go back and redo our vision and mission, the mm-hmm. good to great, passionate work, productive work, student success stuff, because we hadn't talked about that formally for a long time, and they said, no, you really have adopted that culture. You don't need to redo that. You just need to make sure your new people know about it. When that was a sort of an attaboy there. Mm-hmm. You have a good focus and very high expectations. The other thing they bragged on us on was that we have very specific processes to get better, continuous improvement, and you know all about those. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have school improvement plans. We have district improvement plans. We have certain ways that we use technology. We have certain ways that we assign students. We have certain, you know, we have lots of plans for getting better all the time, ways that we look at data. The one thing that they said to us was that our board gives us a ton of autonomy in the area of instruction. And that was a good thing, they mm-hmm. felt like. But they wanted us to make sure that with the authority and responsibility that's given to us in the central office and to principals, they wanted to make sure that we really deliberately, and I'm reading their words here, deliberately and consistently aligned our instruction to get better. So we have a number of frameworks in place at the elementary level and some at the middle and some at the high, but we need to align those better. And so we're glad to do that. We have been working on that, and we're glad that they reaffirmed that that's what we need to do.
Well, Dr. Nolte, I want to thank you for being on our show today, talking about this advanced ed accreditation team. You know, I'm not sure that on the surface people realize how well we did if you've not been through these not seen. But to only have really one area to say, we really want you to focus on working on this and getting better here, is very rare.
Yeah, they're required to give us one area.
But normally you see two or three or four in some
cases. I've
never
seen less than three.
So
it was pretty cool.
We felt very good about how well we did in this visit. Dr. Nolte, thank you so much, not only for the show today, thank you for all the efforts you put into helping make this visit happen. So Listeners, thank you so much for being with us. Have a safe and great day.